once again looking back through the files of the Bunyip. My name is Kay and I'm one of your readers, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And we have Julie in the background, who's one of the volunteers at the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre. Hello, she says, where we are recording this podcast for you. And I'll kick off with 150 years ago, through the files of the Bunyip. Oh, and I meant to say, we're doing this recording is for Wednesday, the 7th of May, 2025, 150 years ago. The Yatala election. The election of representatives for the district of Yatala, rendered necessary by the resignation of the Honourable Treasurer in consequence of the fiasco in reference to the alleged informality of Mr. Cowan's nomination papers, will take place in the course of a few days. The causes which led to the Honourable L. Glyde's magnanimous resignation are so well known that it would be a work of supererogation to repeat them. And we've looked up supererogation, and it means it is excessively unnecessary, but Mr. Glyde did it, and we believe that Mr. Cowan won the subsequent election, so the state lost its Honourable Treasurer.
It created quite a scandal, apparently.
Did it really?
Yeah, and there were questions that Mr. Glyde took a little too long to resign, hence use of the word magnanimous. It's a little bit cynical, I think.
Typical Bunyip of that era, harking back to the...
To the days of Humbug Society.
Humbug, yeah.
Yes, that it was founded as a satirical paper, not a newspaper.
And here it's still going.
Yes, a little more serious than it was when
it
began.
It is, yeah, a lot more advertising.
No, because there was huge amounts of advertising. Papers. So we'll go on to 100 years ago, cycling on footpaths. The Gawler South District Council is determined to put down the undesirable and dangerous practice of cycling on footpaths. Numerous complaints have been made of the danger of pedestrians and children by riders using the paths, and many of the offences happen at night when it is difficult to effect detection. So I think it should be danger to pedestrians.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep. That was an issue for a very long time, but I think now it's accepted that it's a necessity for cyclists to be on footpaths. It's just too dangerous anywhere else.
It is.
Yes, in Scandinavia they have split footpaths, so half for cyclists and half for pedestrians.
Well, that makes sense. That would be a lot safer.
It is, yes. Unless you are a foreigner and don't know and stray onto the wrong side of the footpath.
Well, it's easy to do that anyway. It's funny when you travel overseas and you find yourself... Oh, now do I look to the left? Look to the right. You look to the right first, then you look to the left, and then you look to the right. So you find yourself looking left, right, and think, is it safe? And then after a few weeks, you're looking naturally to the right, and you come back to Australia and you think, I think I'm meant to be looking to the left.
We hired a car, so we got to Europe and hired a car, and we'd had a very long day, and it was getting late, and it was when we got to a roundabout, Justin looked to the right. And Angus actually said, Dad, you've got to give way to the left.
That was
the one time we...
So, 50 years ago, four schools in tree planting. The drive from Gawler to Nuyutpa is a little more scenic these days, thanks to an ambitious tree planting program. As part of the project, more than 200 children from Freeling, Greenock, Maranga and Rosedale Primary Schools planted 400 trees along the main highway near Sheoak Log last Thursday. And there's a grainy grey and white, black and white photograph of a teacher talking to students and obviously overseeing some that are planting a tree. Very nice. Very good thing to do.
I recall there being a lot of trees along the highway. So.
Yeah, we used to call it Arbor Day, didn't we?
Yes, we had Arbor Day when I was a kid at primary school. I don't know why we don't still do it. It was a lovely initiative. We all got given trees.
It was a lovely thing that we...
Which we should do. The planet needs more trees. It's a pity that one stopped. 25 years ago, cycling's all the go for Barossa. The Barossa Council spent more than $170,000 to promote the use of bicycles in the Barossa Valley. As part of the Barossa Region Strategic Bicycle Plan, the Council create new cycling tracks and extend existing ones, provide schools with bicycle tracks, prevent vehicles from parking in bicycle lanes, and increased public interest in cycling over a period of 8 years. Yes, it's absolutely fantastic what they have done with bicycle routes in the Barossa.
Yeah.
Patrick and I always want to go cycling through there.
But I need to get a bicycle. I've been looking around for a little electric one. Like Julie rides a you've got a three-wheeler, haven't you, Julie?
Sorry?
You've got a three-wheeler bicycle.
Yeah,
a trike, yeah.
Which makes it fun on the pass.
Oh, does it? Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Rock and roll.
I was cycling to work and cycling for recreation when they first put in the cycle paths in the city. And the number of times there'd be cars parked on the cycle paths, it was a sore point with me. Mm. And you'd have to go out on the road and around them. And somehow because there were cycle paths, motorists didn't think you had any right to be on the road at all, regardless of the fact there are cars parked over them. So it was always an issue. So
nice. So it's two stories on cycling.
Yes, two on cycling this week.
So 10 years ago, farmers want weather turnaround. Local farmers are hoping for a weather turnaround after a dry start to winter. Sounds familiar.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Despite showers this week, the Bureau of Meteorology reported only 1.8 millimetres of rainfall at Roseworthy by 9 a.m. yesterday morning. It was the first rainfall recorded for July at Roseworthy, following a near-record dry June for the region. A total of 22.4 millimetres fell in June, less than half the average rainfall for the month at Roseworthy. It was the third lowest rainfall recorded during June for the region since the weather station opened in 1997. So this is a story from July, but it's appearing in May, Bunyip. So we'll forgive them for that. I think this year is going to break all those records.
Yes, it seems like
we all know how dry it is. So, and that's it for this week.
Yes, that is it.
Until next week, Jeanette.
Until then, Kay.
For all life's signs.